What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come? Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
Why do we believe adult baptism should be preceded by instruction if baptism is truly God's work? Hello, welcome to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions on Lutheran Radio UK. I'm George Samietz, a pastor of the ELCE, serving in Suffolk, Coventry and Harlow, and today's question is straight from my inbox in a discussion on the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28. I hope the answer is also straight and to the point. If it piques your interest and follow-up questions come to mind, by all means, send them into Lutheran Radio UK at this address, info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Thanks for listening. Why do we believe adult baptism should be preceded by instruction if baptism is truly God's work? Let me set the context for the discussion by email by reading the last verses of Matthew chapter 28. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The Lutheran Church believes baptism to be a means of grace, that is, that the Holy Spirit draws people to Jesus, links them to him, using words and water in baptism. Linked to Jesus, people are linked to Jesus' death and his resurrection. Thus they are born again and receive gifts from God, the Holy Spirit, salvation, eternal life, forgiveness of sins, and saving faith, which are part and parcel of this new life in Christ. Sometimes it is said that the baptized person is now under new management, for the old sinful self, while still around, isn't automatically in the driver's seat of one's life. Because baptism is a means of grace, the age of the baptized person isn't a critical factor. God can give his gifts to anyone he chooses, and whether baptized as an infant, child, teenager, or adult, all baptized people leave the font, learning each day what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, and returning to one's baptism for confirmation that this new identity in Christ exists and is worth living. The quip from Lutherans regarding infants and adults is that the Church baptizes adults as infants and infants as adults. So with this as the background, let's hear the question again. Why do we believe adult baptism should be preceded by instruction if baptism is truly God's work? My answers are as follows. Because that is how we see the Holy Spirit working in the early church, especially in Acts. Take any scene in Acts where we have baptism as an outcome, so the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, and we hear proclamation about Jesus and a call or request for baptism. So after Peter's sermon in Acts chapter 2 about Jesus, and after the people asked what they should do, and after Peter's reply to believe and be baptized, Luke records, "And with many other words he bore witness," that is, Peter, "and continued to exhort them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls." These baptisms didn't occur in the vacuum of space, silently, but were preceded by the presentation in some form of God's Word. You will find this pattern throughout Acts, that God's Word in some form precedes the baptism by which people are drawn to Jesus, and they realize and believe that it is by God's grace that they are saved, rather than they are clever enough to learn what was preached or taught. So in Acts chapter 8, we see Philip preaching and baptizing in Samaria, and later we can read of his personal instruction and help for the Ethiopian eunuch. In Acts chapter 9, we read about Saul becoming Paul, and he is baptized after meeting the risen Lord Jesus, and having all his Old Testament knowledge reshaped into the face of Jesus. In Acts chapter 10, we read of the baptism of the Gentiles via the work of the Holy Spirit and Peter's proclamation. In Acts chapter 16, both Lydia and her household, and the jailer and his household, that's the jailer in Philippi, were baptized after hearing about Jesus through the teaching of Paul and Silas. In Acts chapter 19, when Paul meets disciples of Jesus who only knew of John the Baptist's baptism, Paul teaches them what they were lacking, and then they were baptized. Teaching adults before baptism isn't a denial of baptism as a means of grace, and we can see it clearly throughout the early church. Why do we believe adult baptism should be preceded by instruction if baptism is truly God's work? Because when Jesus told his disciples to go into the world making disciples, he describes that action with the tasks of baptizing and teaching. So teaching has to happen somewhere in this baptismal event. Why do we believe adult baptism should be preceded by instruction if baptism is truly God's work? Because otherwise baptism would be magic. Just turn on the fire hydrants and wet everyone in the triune name and let people know that if they want to follow up and find out why they've been wet, we of course can tell them. Now of course that has never been the way the church has acted. Well, the true church. And even infant baptism is preceded by instruction of the parents, just as the baptism of infants leads to infants growing up into children, then teenagers, and then adults, and each day they are learning who they are in Christ. Because God's grace isn't invisible or magical, but it is hidden and comes to us through masks, that is, the means of grace, and so the church teaches and explains what is happening when one comes into contact with words, water, bread and wine. Why do we believe adult baptism should be preceded by instruction if baptism is truly God's work? Because the instruction isn't a set body of knowledge, for example, Luther's Small Catechism, or a course over a set period of time, for example, you must study for 6 months or 2 years or something like that. But the instruction is always determined by the circumstance and by what is pastorally appropriate at the time. And it is always pastorally appropriate that people are aware of what is happening when they are in the presence of God. There is no conflict with instructing people about baptism before they are baptized, and such instruction, done clearly and correctly, doesn't foster a works righteousness or a student's achievement or graduation attitude of baptism. Baptism is my reward for my studies, so to speak. Indeed, the Holy Spirit uses clear teaching always to point out our sins, to point out our salvation, and to point out what God is doing, so that these words become a reality through faith for us personally, and it is most personal, of course, in baptism. For all Christians, baptism thus is vital. For unbaptized, we head towards it, and once baptized, we return to it each day. And to all the words said about what God is doing to bring Jesus' gifts from his cross to us today. If you'd like some straight answers, send your awkward questions to me, George Samyets, at Lutheran Radio UK. That is at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.